On Friday, Gambia's president, Yahya Jammeh, lived up to his promise and released a reported 200 prisoners from Mile 2 prison in Banjul, the capital. Here's Jammeh when he made the announcement last Wednesday.
All those convicted of prison from 2013 to 1994 and are in death row or serving life sentences are hereby pardoned.
Fatou Jannet Senghor, a Gambian and the head of Article 19, a human rights organization in neighboring Dakar, Senegal, has spoken to some of the former prisoners and their families.
It's mixed feeling because things are not done rightly. So anything can happen to people, any mistake or any word that you place can bring you trouble. What happened after the Eid is still fresh in people's minds. And there have been people who have been acquitted by courts and re-upset. So all those things are there to haunt people, to say that the only person who can confiscate your freedom and give it back to you is the president. So you have to be cautious and have a low profile. Even if you are free today, nothing that is that something may not happen to you in a few days or in a few months. So people to be very, very quiet.
She's referring to the people who were released from jail by Jammeh during Ramadan as a goodwill gesture, only to be picked up again and released this past Friday. Amadou Skatra Jannet, the exiled former information minister, now with opposition Coalition for Change, tells RFI from Dakar that this shows Jammeh's unpredictability.
He announced 85 pardons and that he was doing it in the spirit of Ramadan and cited the Quran, the Bible. And within 24 hours, several of them were rounded up and taken back. And later the explanation was that it was an error. That's why many of the people who have been released now are trying to find the quickest way out of the country. They don't feel secure. We've spoken to some who are already making plans to get out of the country as soon as possible.
In his speech on Wednesday, Jammeh said that he would be freeing many, although he did not mention the numerous prisoners of conscience, including journalists and opposition party members.
How you can keep those guys inside and folks who are involved in trafficking 4 tons of cocaine and murder convicts and so on being released. And then you keep journalist Aladji Cisse with Teranga FM radio, Amadou Sane and two others who were clearly, you know, sent to jail because of their affiliation with the main opposition party. Even a youngster in jail, Maibu Cham, who was sentenced to 14 years and 6 months simply for opening a LinkedIn account in the name of our president, Jammeh. Jammeh was crazy. They gave the youngster 14 years, 6 months. We believe he should be one of those to be released as well. He's in there.
But why is Jammeh releasing these prisoners now? Former Gambian Foreign Minister Sidi Sane, now based in the U.S., says that Jammeh's economic policies could put the country on the brink of disaster if he doesn't get access to badly needed funds.
He has really brought the country to its knees. Now that he doesn't have much in terms of development assistance, particularly from the European Union, there's almost about 36 million that is held in escrow. That I think he wants to lay his hands on that. He has almost about 1.5 month import cover left. So basic commodities will become very scarce. And it is coming at a time when the what we call the hungry season in the country is right about now, which is the rainy season. If he doesn't have money to bring in rice, to import flour for bread and other basic items, he has a problem in his hands. So all of this stuff is just nothing but to gain access to those blocked funds by the European Union. And I hope that the Union is not going to play into the hands of Jammeh by deblocking some of those funds.
What's clear to many is that if things don't improve economically, politically, and with human rights, the mounting crises in the Gambia could soon come to a head.